You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. This is Perry Lyons. This is Moonstruck TV and A1R Radio. I'm very happy you're here. Can you see me waving? I'm waving. So I just had a very, there's a huge full moon tonight. If you go to my Facebook page, I posted a song I wrote called The Moon is Full. You're welcome to download it. That's my gift to you. It's Perry Lyons, P-E-R-I-L-Y-O-N-S, just like it says on your screen. Anyway, I'm happy to see you. And I am so full moony tonight. I am such a space cadet. I set up my equipment in time, and then I spent an hour taking pictures of the moon. Like, it doesn't appear every month. So full moon energy, I don't know about you, but full moons tend to mean the completion of a cycle. So I don't know what cycle I'm completing, but I guess it's the cycle of being completely spacey. I was also listening to a lot of 60s country. So if I suddenly start singing Loretta Lynn's song, Fist City, if you don't want to go to Fist City, better detour around my town. So if I start singing that in the middle of our reading, just understand it's a full moon and I get a free pass. So full moon in Aries. So hello to all my Aries friends. It's one of the most energizing nights of the year for Aries, or if you've been Aries moon or Aries rising. But so my friends Elizabeth, my friend Jennifer, all my Aries friends. I suddenly have forgotten all of your names. I'm sorry, but I love you anyway, whatever your names are. So we're going to start out with the psychic tarot weather, which if you watch this show every week religiously, as God wants you to do, I'm kidding. Well, who knows? Maybe she does. You'll know is just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. So for psychic tarot weather, I'm going to pick three cards that talk about the kind of psychic weather for this week, which means just the atmosphere and things that will be highlighted. So I put all of my cards into the world's biggest box today. So I was going to grab them and hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't even breathe. Okay, you can breathe. Okay. So the first card is for the first part of the week. That's like today, the next few days. Second card is for the weekend. And I think you're getting the hang of this. The third card is for the last couple of days of the week, ending next Wednesday. First card is the King of Swords. This is an interesting card. It has a lot of meanings, depending on how I'm feeling. No, that's not true. Oh, hey, Phyllis. Colgate, Maryland. I live in Annapolis, Maryland half the time. Hang out for a few minutes while I'm doing the psychic weather. And while you're hanging out, if you could take deep breaths, think about your question, and then blow out like this, like you're blowing out a birthday candle. It's a little undignified, but it's very good for concentrating the energy. And I'll be right back with you. So the first part of the week is the King of Swords. Now, swords in tarot usually symbolize intellect. Also, they can symbolize, a sword or a scalpel, we'll say, can be used either to operate, to heal, or to cut something off or kill it. If you get wheeled into your operating room and the surgeon has a sword, I'd worry, but this applies to any kind of sharp instrument. Did I mention there's a full moon? I'm a little spacey. Very, very good for psychic readings, though, so call in. Okay. So this could be a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra man in your immediate vicinity. Take a moment, look around. Is there a man in your immediate vicinity? Yes. Does he have a sword? Run like hell. No. But what I think it is a man in your life who is either constructively not critical exactly, but helps you bring out the best in yourself. Or it could be somebody who's a little critical, in which case, just punch him in the nose and walk away. I'm not advocating punching air sign men in the nose, except if they're critical. Did I mention there's a full moon? Okay. Everything. Let me take a deep breath. Okay. I'm going to hold it for the rest of the show. So this is somebody in your immediate vicinity. If you're dating somebody, no matter what sign he is, and you get this, he's either cutting off all the other ladies he's seeing, or men, or llamas, whatever his preference is, or he might be thinking about breaking things off with you. So there's one or the other. Normally, I'm a little more specific, but it's full moon in Aries, so I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. Nine of Wands is a really interesting card. We're used to seeing this card, a picture with a guy with like nine wands on his back, and he's bent double. Nine of Wands usually means you're feeling a little overwhelmed. If you are, stop, take a deep breath, have a glass of water, and say to yourself, how do I eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I'm not advocating eating elephants. What I am saying is, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, if when you wake up in the morning, you're rigid with terror until noon, A, your boss probably would have something to say about that, but B, you might be feeling overwhelmed. Just start with one little thing. It's going to be okay. Woo! Oh, love this. Awesome. And the last card, speaking of men or male energy, the King of Cups is the, and normally there's a picture of a king, but I just drew from a weird pack. Go figure. So the King of Cups is often a water sign man. So maybe you're dumping the air sign guy and going with a water sign guy. I'm sort of for that because I'm a water sign, but knock yourself up. He's a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. And it's the good husband and father card. So this means that somebody who has a really good sort of father energy or husband energy, somebody who's reliable, yet because he's a water sign, kind of poetic, is in your immediate vicinity. Look around. If he's there, wave to him. It can also mean somebody who has romantic intentions towards you. You might not know about this. Woohoo! I love doing that. Okay. Thank you for participating in the psychic weather. I feel better. I don't know about you. Okay, my dear. Are you still there, my angel? My Maryland angel?
Yes, I am.
Hi, yes, sweetie. I am. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. Thank you. Okay, I like to connect to people through their birthdays. So when is your birthday, my love? Can you hear me?
Oh, May 18th, 1951.
Oh, May 18th. Wow. It's my ex-fiancé's birthday. I'm hanging up now. No, I'm kidding. I love Taurus. Taurus women are the best. Okay. 1951. You're also Year of the Cat, which is interesting, or Year of the Rabbit, as they say in Chinese astrology. But Year of the Cat is what they say in a lot of other cultures. And so you probably have some cat-like qualities. You're mysterious. You kind of...
Right.
Take in other people's suggestions. You kind of do what you want. And you like to sit on the computer keyboard when I'm typing. No, wait, that's an actual cat. So how can I help you, my dear? What's your question?
Okay, my children don't talk to me. And I wonder if they will eventually.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, my mom went through that. It was very, very difficult. So my heart really goes out to you. And honestly, I don't think it's anything you did. Do you have four kids or three? You have more than two.
Kids, four kids.
Yeah, okay. I was right.
Three of them don't talk to me. And it's not what I did. I didn't do anything, okay? It's like because his wife don't like me. It's that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's usually the case. I'm really sorry about that. And yeah, I saw my mom go through that for this same reason. Two of my brothers, their wives did not, for some reason, just decided my mom, who was the greatest woman on earth, was the Antichrist. no reason at all. And it's just awful. I'm very sorry you're going through this. Let me see what I'm getting. Okay. Does one of them have a name that begins with like a vowel sound, like ah or eh? What are their names?
Joanne?
No, their names. Okay. Not the wife's name. I'm getting that one of her sons is a two-syllable name, that something like Aaron, but it's not Aaron. And the other has a one-syllable name, very basic. They're both good guys.
I only have one son.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other one's a daughter? Forgive me. She's got very masculine energy.
I have three daughters and one son.
Wow. I mean, guy never stood a chance. Okay. Your son is completely under the spell of his wife, which is weird because he wasn't really that into her when they met. She kind of stalked him until she landed him. I mean,
right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to, I would normally say have a little compassion. She's a very young soul, but screw that. If she's making your son not talk to you, then she can go take a long walk off a short bridge. I think this one is not going to come around soon. 2 years at the most. I think he will secretly call you at Christmas. He doesn't like to make his wife mad because she makes his life a living hell. I don't like her.
She does.
I don't like her. And she's not as pretty as she thinks she is. I'm sorry. I'm really mad at this woman. But he could, I wish he'd grow a backbone, which is funny because he actually is a good guy. He's going to take a little longer than, you have a daughter who's not speaking to you, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's a little more difficult. Oddly, I think she's probably going to come around in about, not as soon as I'd like to see, maybe 6 to 8 months. Is she married to a man or a woman or a llama or what?
That particular daughter has a boyfriend. Okay, and she lives with her boyfriend. Okay. And he's a knucklehead.
He's a knucklehead. When was the last time he had a job? Hello.
Well, I think he's working now.
Oh, is he? Well, it makes a nice change.
I don't know.
I don't think he was working for a long time. I think he's probably
wasn't working, and then she quit her job.
She finally got
a job. Now he's supposed to be getting one or has one or something.
Yeah, he's whatever. He's a loser. Sorry. I want your daughter out of that relationship. I think he is lazy and controlling. And I think she's a very powerful woman. She's also very pretty. Your girls are lovely. Two lighter haired, one darker hair, like one much darker. And which one looks the most like you? Is that the youngest of the girls?
The middle daughter.
Okay. Sorry. Getting my...
The older daughter is married to a guy from Pakistan, and he cheats on her. He has control of her and everything else. He married her for the green card, and she don't talk to me either because of him.
I wish I could jump into your kids' lives with remote control and just rewind and have them make better choices. I'm really sorry. The one daughter that I'm seeing, I guess it's the youngest one. You get along with, or she gets along. She's a normal person. I don't know.
She's the middle one. She lives with me. That one.
Oh, okay. I like her. She's cool. When's her birthday?
Yeah. She's March.
I thought so. She's a Pisces, right? Like March 15th, 18th, around there?
She's March 30th.
Oh, okay. She's an Aries. Got a lot of Pisces in her chart. I'm still going to claim that. She's actually going to talk. I think she still talks to one of her sisters, and occasionally she and her brother kind of get along, but he's not going to be out from under the spell of the Wicked Witch of the near Northeast for a little while. But he's actually going to have a sudden kind of awakening. He's going to be like, I don't like this bossy chick. And she's also, I hate to say this, she's going to kind of lose her looks. That's terrible. I'm just reporting the news. I'm not making it up. I think he's going to get a little tired of her and he'll come back around. The daughter with the loser boyfriend will probably be around 3 to 6 months. The one with the foreign husband who with a dysfunctional marriage, I'm a little worried about her. She's kind of easily led, and he's so controlling. Yeah. Hi, Trina. I'll be with you in 2 minutes. Just finishing up with this lovely woman.
They built a company, right? She started a business, and he put that business in his name only.
Oh, yeah. He is controlling as can be. Oh, I know I'm speaking to Phyllis here. Sorry, I was saying to the next call-in lovely. Yes, I know, dear. I know Trina is next. Sorry, I'm either having a conversation with my producer or I'm hallucinating. Either one is fine. Two of them will be back sooner. I would just keep, if you can, like, get somebody to kind of keep an eye on the one who's married to the very controlling guy. I'm a little worried about the possibility of domestic violence. I want her to leave him and come back home. Oh, they have kids, though, right?
Anybody think happens to Robin, put your finger to the wick.
I actually think...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, I think all three of them are going to come back around. I think by the end of, like, I'm going to say 18 months from now, at least two of them are going to come back around. Oddly, the one who seems the most stubborn to me after your son is the one who's living with her good-for-nothing boyfriend. I want her to, I shouldn't tell you what I want for your kids, but you're okay. You also just came through a health crisis and you did it with like only one kid to help out. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm very glad.
Some exercise.
Yeah, I think you, all right, maybe you had COVID or a bad cold. That's what I'm getting. Okay, my dear, they are going to be back around. What I suggest you do is concentrate making yourself happy. Throw yourself into your work or your hobby or something, because the more you're yourself, the more they'll feel your absence. It's like, if you're not there to kick around anymore, if you've got your own life, they'll be like, where's mom? Why, you know, I can't beat mom up anymore. Where'd she go? That's when they're going to start coming around. That's my advice. Bless you, my dear. I hope at least one of them gets in touch by the holidays. Take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye. What a lovely person. Now we have Trina. Hi, Trina. You're calling from Toronto. All of my friends in New York are from Toronto. Go figure. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, Kitchener, the Toronto area. It's Ontario. Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's close.
I'm awesome. I like to connect with people through their birthdays. So when is your birthday, my angel?
It's December 18th, 1976.
Oh, getting a lot of 18ths today. 18. I'm an 18 too, March 18th. 18 in the Hebrew alphabet is called Chai. It's the number of life. It's considered to be very powerful and good luck number. So good for you. Us 18ths have to stick together. And you're a Sag.
Yes.
Your life is about to improve. Yep. Get the best it's been since about 2008. November 15th, things get a lot easier for Sagittarians. A lot easier. Good thing, too, because you have not had a fabulous couple of years. How can I help you?
I actually didn't expect to get through, so I didn't have a specific question. I guess I'm trying to be enlightened in a few different areas, but I would agree that my life, aside from my children, which are wonderful, I would say, yeah, that it's been rough since about 2008. You are correct. And it's like two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. Grateful for, but then some kind of awful things and insecurities about finances and money and what we're going to do next. And I'm going to make it work with the kids. And yeah, so I guess in any way you can enlighten me. And I was just laughing watching you. You're just an exciting person to watch, actually. So I'm really glad it was you that called.
What a nice thing to say. Oh, sweetie, that means the world to me. Thank you. All right, here's what I got for you. First thing is I've been doing the same thing. So I'm going to give you one bit of practical advice, one manifesting exercise, and then I'm going to pick a couple of cards. I don't think you're going to be behind the eight ball financially for long. That's my first thing. The second thing is what I do when I'm screamingly anxious about money is I sit for I get a kitchen timer, turn it to 3 minutes, and I suspend disbelief. And I imagine that I go into a place where everything is suddenly okay. I go into a future where everything is just okay financially. Sometimes I'll picture like a check with a number on it made out to me. Obviously made out to me. And I find whenever I do that, it's so weird. I will have a sudden influx of cash. I know that seems crazy. Second thing I'm going to say is go to the state website. It's usually like illinois.gov. Oh, you might not have this in Canada. I feel like there's some unclaimed funds. Do you? In America, you can go to the state or province website and go to unclaimed funds. It's free. I just feel like there's some money due you from somewhere. Also, did you get done out of some money? Is there some money that was supposed to be yours and you never got it?
Oh, probably lots of times. I have exes and I've been rolling along on my own all along, so probably.
Tell me about it. I know it's hard to sort of stand up for yourself when you're busy juggling everything. Let me grab a couple of cards for you. Trina, what's going to happen with Trina and money? I usually don't pull cards, but oh, good. Oh, thank God, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Okay, dude. Very okay. Okay, the cards I pulled for you. The first card, this is the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords is a guy who, through planning right now, is making good things happen in the next 2 weeks. So it might be time to just sort of take a deep breath, open a bottle of whiskey, and look at your finances like in the eye, which I do maybe once a decade, but easy for me to say. But something that you did earlier and something that you're doing now is actually going to work out for you in a way that I'll get more specific about that in a minute. Okay. Second thing is, this is an interesting card. It's very specific. It's about money. Anything with pentacles is money. And this is family money or somebody in your extended family helping you. It could also be the thing I was seeing with the unclaimed funds. It could be something from your folks. I feel like you're going to get an influx of cash within the next 2 weeks is what I feel. And I'm not just whistling Dixie. I don't fib about stuff like that. It's going to involve you doing some sort of meditating or deep breathing to calm your anxiety, because when we get anxious about money, things kind of, I don't know about you, but my head starts to explode, and that's, and then I have to sew it back up. It's just terrible. So
I have been actively manifesting or trying to in the last couple of weeks, like actively doing exactly what you told me to.
Okay, cool. I'm going to post on my Facebook page, Perry Lyons, within the next 24 hours. I'll post a couple manifesting money things that have worked for me. You are going to be okay, because as I said, pentacles is money. When you get the Queen of Pentacles, it's a woman over 30. I'm sorry, I just assume everybody's over 30 because I'm so old. We got 2 minutes.
That means that
somehow you're going to be financially stable. And I'm not just saying things to make you feel better. This is really what I get. There's also, there's a couple of things you can do in the meantime. Let's see. I would think about if you can, like, if you live in a place where people have dogs, I have a good friend who's a pet sitter and walks dogs too. You make stupid money doing that. And you can just put up signs and do it in the next couple of days. Unless you hate dogs, in which case, forget I said anything. I have to tell you, I think you're going to be okay. Also, it feels like one of your kids, it feels like the girl. Do you have two boys and a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I'm good. Really nice people, too. They are really nice. Thanks. I like them.
Thank
you. And they're attractive. We got 60. So yeah, you did a good job there. And you did a lot of it on your own. Yeah.
I did.
And being a single mother, I think single mothers should be given medals every single day. There should be a ceremony.
I agree.
Anyway, one of them is going to help you with something. It feels like your daughter. You are going to be okay, is what I'm saying. And the fact that I got it right about your kids means that I got it right about the rest of the stuff. And we're about to end, but let me know how you're doing, because I really care. You're very, very cool.
Thank you.
One other thing. The other thing you could do, because you're a really good cook or baker. I had a friend who, when she got down to like the last 30 cents, just started baking cakes and selling them to people in her neighborhood. And she did okay. I mean, that's something that just comes to you easier than breathing. Unlike me, I can burn salad. I can burn soup. Anyway, I have burned soup. All right. Love you. Thank you for calling. And let me know how you're doing. And that color looks great on you. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye, guys.